Welcome back to another episode of What's the Point Podcast.
I'm your girl Dev.
And I'm T.
And welcome back, y'all. We're so glad that you decided to come on back and spend another day with us, another week.
Right, another week with us. I hope that you all are doing well and just kind of getting in all the things of
summer.
Yeah, spring. I always get confused. When is summer?
Well, I claim summer. That's my birthday. June 21st. But right. I know some people are like, after Memorial Day, it's summer. But I'm like, not quite. Like, the weather is not quite giving summer.
It's summer.
Yeah.
No, I'm just
it's
kidding.
Like pre-summer. Like,
yeah, it's giving.
We're creeping towards it. The nights are not as hot yet. Even though, true. Friend, I was outside last night, and it was like 8:49, and the sky is still bright.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that, too.
I love that.
I think that's why I don't do well in the winter when it starts getting darker earlier.
Yeah,
because I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, I get real depressive.
I'm ready to go to bed.
It's like, it's bedtime. But no, last night I was like, dang. I looked at the time, it said 8:49, and it was still very much like... You could see outside the street lights still ain't on.
Okay, well,
I would say it's pre-summer.
It's pre-summer, yeah. And it kind of goes into our episode today. But of course, we're gonna check in first. So, how have you been, Dev?
I've been good, friend. Like with this pre-summer vibe, I've really just been trying to prep for my birthday. You know, mm-hmm. My birthday is coming up, so I'm really just trying to be. You know, when you're getting ready for your birthday, you working out, you eating healthy. You trying to sleep through the night. You're just trying to get your mind right. So mm-hmm. That's what I've been doing. I've been working out, trying to eat in the house, trying to cook, trying to limit my food outside. And, you know, just prepping what I want 28 to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
I love that.
I'm not nervous for 28, but I definitely am like, how did we get here? How did I get to 28 that quick? It's been like a blink, like a snap, like... But I'm excited because I feel like 28 is very grown and sexy.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm 28. I'm grown.
I'm grown. No, I really do feel like 28 does kind of, like, spark that up. But no, I'm glad that you're excited for your birthday.
Yes.
We love a Gemini.
Yeah.
I love Gemini. So, yes. So, I'm glad that you're prepping for birthday and getting things in order.
Yes.
And getting your mind right.
Yeah. How you been doing, friend?
I have been doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. I feel like summertime is my time. I really like spring, but summer, I'm moving around a lot more.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm moving around. I feel like I can breathe,
mm-hmm.
travel more, see more of my people.
Right.
And especially since we're done with school, I feel like...
Right, you have more time.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can, you know, come back and talk to people and socialize.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm excited. So, yeah. And then, of course, I feel like all of my friends and family, when it's their birthdays, not like it's my birthday, but I love to celebrate a birthday. I just love it. So.
Yes, I agree. Whenever it's my friend's birthday, I feel like it's like partially my birthday.
Yeah.
Just because like, I love to celebrate my friends. And it's like another year. Life is so like precious. So it's like it's a blessing to gain another year. I know y'all
absolutely.
Be trying to say, oh, y'all the aunties and uncles. No, we're not. 28.
Wait,
I'm barely touching.
Why would we be the aunties and uncles?
Right. I feel like aunties is not to
like 40s.
35 is aunties.
I feel like I'm now an adult, but
right. I still feel like I'm little sis. Not little sis. I'm big sis, but I'm definitely not auntie.
No way.
And not to be like, oh, y'all can't call me auntie, but I'm just not auntie.
No way.
Like I'm looking for the aunties. As the mentors.
Right.
I'm not the auntie.
I'm not the auntie. I am an adult.
Right. I'm an adult. And
that's it.
I'm only 27, 28. So all of you guys who, them young, what are they, Gen Z? Because we're considered Gen Z.
Do they call us aunties?
They call us aunties. Like, they think 25 is old. I'm like, damn, what the fuck am I?
Apparently we're old.
Yeah, apparently we're old. So, yeah. But like I said, I'm excited. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. So we're going to get into all the good things and talk about living life or being bitter.
Yeah. I feel like that's such a good topic for the summer because I feel like summer is when people perk up.
You know, right.
We're coming out of that whole, like, you know, like you said earlier, the nights were a lot darker.
Yes.
You know, the holidays can be depressing for some of us. Like, you're usually working real hard in the fall and early springtime. Like, that's when most people are working. But once the summer hits, once we hit Memorial Day, y'all know we got Juneteenth, then we got July 4th.
It's a holiday every month.
Yeah, so it's like, we outside.
Right, it's a holiday every month.
And that's when people want to be, I'm an American. Memorial Day, July 4th. Any other time, though, we ain't claiming it.
Right. But I just feel like it's just the time to live, time to thrive. Yeah. And like myself, I do have the seasonal blues. I don't like to define it as what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like once it comes to like spring and summer, I'm like, ooh, I'm back.
Yeah.
Like, she's
I'm back.
She's back. Because I just don't do well in the winter time. Yeah. So this is my time. I like to be by the beach. I like to walk. I like to see all the sun and the tree.
I just want to breathe the air. Mm-hmm. Like you said, let the sun hit me. Let me be golden.
Right. Let me just. I don't care about a tan. I don't care as long as I have on the sunscreen.
Yeah.
Which y'all should be wearing y'all sunscreen.
Yeah, please wear your sunscreen, y'all. Especially if you're black. Like, don't let them
really
tell y'all that myth of like, oh, black people don't need sunscreen. Skin cancer is real.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't matter if you melanated or not. So please put some sunscreen on.
Put it on.
Men and women.
Put it on, please.
Yeah.
So, living life. We can go on and on about what living life looks like, but what do you view as living life, friend?
I think living life is really just about, I feel like that's such a big question.
It is.
It's such a big question because life is meant to be lived. Let's start there. Mm-hmm. Life is meant to be lived. We're not supposed to live life robotically.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to live life on a step-by-step ABC basis. There's no handbook to this thing. Called life. There's no like, this is the right way to do it, this is the wrong way to do it. For me, I feel like living life is just enjoying all the things that come with it.
Okay.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the sad, the happy. Everything that comes your way, you're able to just either let it roll off your shoulder or you're able to take it, bask in it. If it's something good, you lit. If mm-hmm. it's something that's not as great, maybe you just let it roll off your shoulder and you keep it pushing. I feel like that's living life.
I think so too. I think living life or living your best life, mm-hmm. we think of the trips and mm-hmm. the cocktails and the luxury and mm-hmm. I don't work for real. That is not
right. The soft
some
life.
Of our lives, yeah. right? And that's not my life. So yeah. I agree with your standpoint on, I'm going with the flow. Like, if it's bad right now, what do I need to refill my cup? Or if it's great right now, how can I live in this moment so that way I can be like, damn, that was a good time for me, you know? So I think that's living life. But a part of living my best life or living life is I live in the moment,
mm-hmm.
a little too in the moment, because if you text my phone, I'm not gonna text you back. I'm not gonna text you back. And that's because I just be living in the moment, living in the present, which was really hard for me at one point, because mm-hmm. I would just be thinking about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow or how, you know, all of these things that we call anxiety. And I'm just like, okay, no, I'm going to live in the moment. I'm going to go with the flow and I'm not going to live on social media, which is something for me that views like living my best life. Like, I don't have to do what we see out there or what people are posting, or I don't feel like as adamant about, oh, I'm eating at this restaurant. Click, click. That's not living for me.
Yeah. I was going to get to that. I was going to say, for me, living life is definitely trying to live in the moment and not feeling the need to broadcast everything.
Right.
Of course, taking pictures for your own, like, memories. Mm-hmm. I love to do that. But, like, I don't have to post everything on social media. Y'all don't have to know that I'm on this trip for real. Y'all don't have to know I'm out with this man. Y'all don't have to know that I'm here, there, everywhere. If I want to share it, I share it. If I want to keep it in my little portal of what I did for me to look back later, then that's cool too.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a good point of just, if I want to share it or I want to offer it, sure.
But don't feel obligated.
But to broadcast myself on social media, I feel like that takes away from living life a little bit. Because you're just click, click, I'm in the moment, let me take a picture. You're annoying the hell out of me. Like,
especially let's enjoy. If it's like, I'm posting it just for validation. Or I'm posting it just for people to be like, oh, she's out of the country. Oh, her. Like, I don't understand if y'all see that I'm out here, out there. Like, I don't, and that gives me anxiety anyway, when people know where I'm at and what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
It gives me a little bit of anxiety. So, yeah, I don't really like to post too much, because then people start
watching.
Yeah, and it gets weird.
It gets very weird. I feel like, to your point, like, letting life give to you, mm-hmm. life is going to give you good things, life is going to give you bad things. You can't have a whole bunch of good things and not have some bad stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's a give and take.
Yeah, it's a balance.
Right. And maybe what goes into posting social media is, I'm not here to post all the good things.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to show y'all this lovely life that I'm living, because I'm an impersoner. Like,
yeah. And that's not what social media is for.
Right.
Like, I feel like social media was not made for us to get on here and share our grievances and share our, oh, she's going through this depressive state for 3 weeks. Nobody gives a fuck, number one. And then number two, social media was meant for y'all to put on a facade anyway.
Exactly.
So why would I not show y'all the good stuff?
Why? And when y'all get on there and y'all post y'all grievances, who are you laying all of that out to?
Because that man didn't see it. He didn't watch it.
Don't care. Like, someone cares. But
not the audience you're wanting, though.
Right.
Somebody does care, I'm sure. I'm not saying nobody gives a damn. But the people that y'all are wanting to, like, view it and, like, interact with it,
mm-mm.
maybe they just click it through it. They just tap it.
Me.
They tap it. So I feel like that goes to, like, living your best life, like, not being so wrapped up in what other people perceive or the mm-hmm. perception that people have of you, and just being okay with, I'm here to live my life. You're here to live your life. What I do and what you do is totally different.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
it is what it is. So getting into living your best life versus being bitter, because we all know a bitter bitch.
Yeah, we all know a bitter bitch. And it's a big difference between living your best life and being bitter.
Oh, it's a huge difference.
I feel like the bitter people don't be living their lives.
But they put on that they're living their lives.
Yeah. They perceive, or not perceive, they put on this perception that they're living their life. Everything is so great for them. When they're miserable at home, that's why y'all gotta watch that social media shit. Because, like I said before, people post what they want y'all to see.
What they want y'all to see. And I feel like the people who are actually living their lives, if I'm living my life, I don't have time to show y'all how I'm living my life. Because
right.
I'm living my life.
So I don't have time to document it like that.
Or I don't care to show you how I'm living it, because I'm living it.
Right.
Like, so we outside.
It's not here. If you ain't in the room, then you ain't in the room.
You're not here. So I feel like for bitterness, like how you said, watch it. Who's really showing you that they're living this magical luxury, I get what I want when I want it type of life? Like, be so for real.
A lot of people. I feel like nobody shows when they're not living a luxury life. Like, people don't show when their bills are late.
No, obviously.
They don't show when that rent is behind and they got that pink slip on the door. Why would you show that?
Why?
I don't know why you would show that. That's your business.
I don't know why you would show that, but I do know when I do see this, what I view as like an overcompensation mm-hmm. of, I have this and I have that, or I have this career, or I have this, you know,
right,
this family mm-hmm. and just pushing that. Okay. That's how I feel, because if you really had that and you were really living in that moment of that, mm-hmm. you don't really have the time to post that. Now mm-hmm. that doesn't go into content creators who, that is their, you know,
yeah.
like their push and their ideal audience is coming from that.
Yeah.
But they still, you'll still be able to see when they're like, oh, I'm sorry guys, I've been gone for a while.
Right.
Or I'm coming back, or they're pushing late content.
Yeah.
But for the in the now, like I'm doing this, I'm that girl in the now.
Yeah.
Who's telling you that?
Yeah. I think it's like, who's telling you that? But also, if the people are really living in their life, they're not really posting it. So it's nothing to view. Yeah, like, it's not there to look for. Because yeah. I'm not on the phone. You know, like, if I'm living my life, I'm living my best life, I'm enjoying the moment. Going back to my point before, I might take the pictures from my own memory bank, but I'm not necessarily posting it on social media all the time.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And just, you know, some signs, because we like to give information here.
Yeah.
For the bitter people, you feel like you deserve more than what you're getting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
In life and love. You feel like you deserve
that really brings bitterness
more
when you feel like you're getting the short end of the stick.
And who gave you the short end? Because nobody gave you that besides yourself.
That's a good question. That's a good one.
It's a good, like, in life and love, when people say, I deserve this, and I deserve the best, or I'm that person, and I deserve this. Are you, or do you suck? Like, because it's accountability. It gets to a certain point where it's like, if you were truly living life, you would allow life to give to you.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't feel like I deserve more, because you would be in a space, in a acceptance space of, this is what life is giving to me right now. Mm-hmm. What's destined for me will come. When it comes, it just comes.
Yeah. When it comes, it comes. Because you know that it's going to come. You already know, like, what's for me is for me. My life is going to be great.
Mantras.
You know, mantras. What is it? Mantras?
Yeah, what you said. Like, your mantras. Like, it's not here right now, but it's going to come. I don't know why
that word sounds funny coming out.
Mantras. It does.
Okay. Yeah, your mantras. I think I'm trying to say matcha.
Probably so. But you're probably so. But your affirmation, that's when you're affirming yourself. You have to affirm yourself in life, because life be lifing.
Oh,
like,
sure.
We're sitting here talking about best life. Sometimes life be lifing.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't mean that you're not rich at life or you have a good life. You have some people who would kill to have the life that you have.
Fast.
So for you to be in a space where you're bitter and in discomfort, that's you.
And I just feel like life is so precious and life is so short that it's like, I don't want to spend no time being bitter, especially over something that I can possibly change.
Right.
That's the thing. It's like, the things that we're being bitter about, can you change it? Can you fix it? Can you
find a different outcome?
Or do you just need to accept it for what it is and move on to the next task or to the next idea or to the next feeling?
Right.
So I do wonder about that when it comes to the bitterness.
The bitterness, because that goes into, like, your personal achievements. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, what you're achieving, your wins, they may not be Barack and Michelle Obama wins.
Mm-hmm.
We all and love Barack and Michelle.
We're not Barack and Michelle.
Right. We're not them. We think they're fire. We think they're dope individuals.
Yeah.
But you are not that person. You're just not. I'm who I am. Dev is who she is.
Mm-hmm.
We've all achieved our own little achievements. Mm-hmm. And we're all great at very different things. That's what makes us who we are. So you're not happy because you're not accepting, or, like you said, like, you're in a space where... We don't know what you don't like, but the point of it all is just, you have to grow towards, you know, accepting yourself for who you are.
Yeah.
So that's that. Another thing is, you think everyone is out to get you.
That's
what the girls say, clock that tea. Clock that
tea. That's a good one, because I feel like bitter people always feel like somebody coming for them. Ain't nobody coming for you, babe. You're projecting because you coming for everybody else. Like, you're upset with everybody else because you just feel like you're not in a place where you think you should be or where you expected yourself to be. And that's fine, because we've all been there.
Right.
We've all been and that's the point of life. That's the point of growth. You should never stay somewhere for too long.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if you're in a place where it's like, dang, I feel like I'm supposed to be on the next level. I should have this, this, and this by now. Everybody around me got this, this, and that. Maybe it's not your time quite yet. Good things come to those that wait. Just because you can't get that house or that car or that job or whatever doesn't mean that your better job or your better car or your better house is not 2 months away.
Exactly. Or you could have those things.
And
humbling yourself and knowing, like, even as a bitter person, you can have those things and still not be satisfied. And it can be taken away, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, humble yourself. Mm-hmm. Even if you are like, oh, I don't have enough. I need to be this. You have what most people would kill for.
Yeah.
Humble yourself.
Yeah. Humble yourself and put a plan into action. If there are things that you want to achieve, put a plan in action. Write it down. Pray about it. Go to church.
Go to church. No, I agree. I also think that goes into the next sign of a bitter person, that they don't appreciate that good people, how good people treat them. Mm. Like, they don't necessarily, someone could be showing you love and you're not taking it or receiving it as love because of the space that you're in. I feel like that goes back into my, like, mindfulness. If you're truly in the moment and somebody is showing you love, you can accept the love for what it is. Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily questioning, oh, I don't know if this person trying to be funny with me or not, or whatever the case is. I don't know if they're trying to be, you know, you wouldn't feel like that. If a friend is being a friend to you, they're being a friend.
Yeah. I feel like that goes to the perception, though. Like, that goes to, you think that everyone is out to get you because you out to get everybody else. You playing funny games. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're playing bitter, too, because you know you ain't living right.
Right.
You too busy trying to worry about what everybody else has going on. You can't focus on your own shit. You're looking all over the place. Look straight forward. Look straight ahead.
Look at the mirror.
Look in the mirror. Okay, you shouldn't see nobody else except
you.
Focus on you.
Look in the mirror. I also feel like we have two more that I feel like we need to know. Y'all already know the signs of bitter, but these are things that you may not be paying attention to. Mm-hmm. Congratulating your friends or your partner on their success.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's because I cannot stand when a person, like we talked about that, of like you're little or they ain't got nothing for real. They da 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 da. Who are you?
Yeah, like I hate people that downplay other people's stuff and they ain't got shit going on for themselves. What do you have going on for you? You're talking about what everybody else is doing and how they can't do shit right. Oh, she got that little business. Oh, that little hair, that little bald cut. Leave people alone.
Please, you're mean.
You are mean. Like, you went from bitter to just a mean, nasty bitch.
Like, that is hurtful.
Yeah.
That you can't congratulate your friends. Like, we all have been in a space where your friend may be making more money than you, mm-hmm. or may have gotten the promotion, or maybe in the space that you feel like you should be in. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, it's not your time.
Simple.
So just say that you're congratulating. Don't just say it. Feel happy for
feel
them.
Feel it, yes.
Be genuinely. Happy for them. Congratulate them. And that has been one of my biggest things that comes back to me is I'm genuinely happy for people, whether they're strangers, whether they're friends. And I'm like, I'm happy for you. I'm congratulating you. Yeah. I don't have to be the billionaire or the millionaire. Maybe that's not meant for me. But if you are and my friend is, one, I'm not trying to get something from them and try to be nice. I just feel like that's your success. That's you.
Yeah. Like we talked about, I think it was our last episode about the birthday. It's the same thing. Like, if it's my friend's birthday, it's damn near my birthday. Same thing goes for that. Like, if my friend is doing well, I seen this quote one time that said, if your friends are being blessed, that means God is in the neighborhood. You're coming up. Like, if you're connected, y'all are, like, your blessings are coming too. So don't be so stuck up on, oh, my friend got this going on, or oh, she got that and I don't got nothing going on. Baby, like I said, put a plan into action.
Put it into action.
Maybe your friend been working on that for 2 years.
Exactly. And I just feel like how you said with friends, I feel like I've hit a space where I can't say nothing wrong about my friends. Doing everything. I have friends who are in logistics. I have friends who are managers. I have friends everywhere. I'm like, that's my girl. Or I have my guy friends who I'm like, that's a realtor. He's doing the thing. He's making music. I'm just happy for you in general.
Yeah.
And I just want to celebrate you because at the end of the day, if we're celebrating, I'd rather celebrate your success and your win rather than going to your funeral. Heavy. Because
that's a place that we're at. Like, we are grown now, and unfortunately, what comes with growth means that some people ain't always going to be making it to their next birthday. So it's like, I'd rather be praising you and giving you your flowers now because I don't know what next, you know.
We don't know. So I feel like that goes into a clear sign of bitterness. If you can't celebrate somebody else genuinely, because you can say congratulations, but if you can't celebrate them genuinely, check it. Look in the mirror. Last couple of things that we have. You kind of hinted to that, though, that you communicate to criticize, but not to, like, engage. Mm-hmm. Which, criticizing someone, like, could be like, oh, Deb, you got this wine. It's all right. Like, you know, like, things like that. Like, I like the wine, but, you know, it could have been a little bit more, you know, sweeter.
Yeah. like a backhanded compliment, like, oh, that's, you look good today, but I would have switched them shoes out.
Why would you say that?
Like, that'd be my mind.
Damn, these my new shoes.
Why would you say that? You don't know what it took for me to get those shoes.
Right, and you don't know what it took for me to get out the bed today.
Yes.
And put these shoes on. I might have been just down and out. I didn't even want to get up today. But I got to put these clothes on. And here you go, talking about my feet.
Y'all just try it. Y'all try it. Y'all, not y'all, because, you know, no, I would hope that who's watching is not bitter. But if you are in the space, because we all go through different seasons, yeah, and you're recognizing these things, like, understand some self-awareness that you, if you're turning peaceful conversations into heated arguments because you feel like that person is not doing it to your, you know, like, I wish she could do better with that.
Mm-hmm. Just take a minute and step back. Look in the mirror and
bring it back.
Bring it back. Just bring it back. Now you're bitter. You sound bitter. And, like, I've been around bitter people and I don't hang with them no more.
Simple. Straight like that.
Simple.
It's getting to a point in life where, as we're getting older, I think I'm seeing a little bit more bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird because the next thing is you dislike cheerful and confident individuals. Mm-hmm. I feel like no one just wakes up and says, ooh, I'm just confident.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you got to tell
them. I'm just so happy. Like, no, it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm so confident, but I am. So it's right, just one of those
things. I built it up.
Right. I worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on it. I went to therapy. I did the things.
Yeah.
I actually have a family who loves me. Right. I have friends who love me.
I have friends who love me. I have family who love me, who poured into me from growth up.
Absolutely.
Everybody doesn't have that, but you can build on it once you recognize
what you need.
What you need to change.
And I just feel like to that point, I'm just like, I have been around bitter people, and it is distasteful, and it does, in a lack of words, it sucks. I'm like, I don't want to be around this shit.
Yeah, bitter people drain the energy out of a room so quick. Like, quick. If you want to clear the room out, it's just bring a bitter person in, and people will start disappearing.
Like, it's draining, and we all have been around them, and I feel like getting older, you start recognizing, like, I'm in a good space. Ooh, what we doing with the vibes we on? And then you got that one person.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there. Don't worry about it.
Like, who all going to be there?
Who all they're going
to
be
there? They coming. Oh, I'm going to have to pass on that because let me know when they ain't going.
And it's no disrespect. It's just,
yeah, I don't want nobody to feel
if I'm going to spend my time, I want to spend it around love. Mm-hmm. I want to spend it around peace.
Good vibes.
It ain't even got to be happiness because sometimes we have to be
happy.
Sometimes we're not happy, but we still have joy.
Yeah. That's a good one, friend.
Thank you, friend.
Sometimes we ain't happy, but we still
I still can
joy.
Find the joy.
Mm-hmm.
But baby, if you are bitter, I don't want to be around it.
Mm-hmm.
It is uncomfortable.
Especially at this big age that we're at. It's just kind of like, who hurt you? Like, did you eat today?
I don't care.
Like, did you? Are you okay? But then you got people like T who going to say they don't care.
I don't. I really don't, because I believe in what Tabitha Brown said. Auntie Tab said, if you have an amazing day, and even if you can't, you don't go messing up nobody else's.
Yeah.
And I believe in that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mess. If I'm not feeling the best or my energy is off,
mm-hmm,
I will even let the person know ahead of time, hey, I'm going through this. This is what's happening. It comes with vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with bitterness, you can't even be vulnerable with yourself that you're feeling bitter and your discomfort is there. That you can't even let people in enough to let them know what you have going on. And that's a problem.
Yeah, because I feel like bitter is one of those emotions that you don't want to claim. That's like being a hater. Like, I'm not going to claim being a hater. But I do be hating some shit.
And that's your...
But it's
that's
like bitterness. Truth. That's one of those emotions. Like, I'm not going to claim that I'm a bitter bitch. But people can see it on you, though. People can feel it on you when you come into the room. And all it is complaints. Complaints. Like, damn,
I forgot about the complaints.
Yeah, like, they fucked your wings up. They fucked everything up for you, man. Like,
dang.
It's just complaints after complaints. And it's like, after a while, people don't want to be around complainers.
Mm-mm.
Now, me, I complain every now and again. I try not to do it as much because I know how annoying it can be. But it's like, y'all have to learn the difference between I can complain a little bit and then I'm just being a bitter bitch. Exactly. And I just feel like that goes into, if you're more of like me and Dev, where you are cheerful and you are a confident person now. No, we don't walk around in our friendship and we're just like, hey, Dev, how's it going?
No,
we don't do that. But we hug each other when we see each other. We hug each other when we're leaving. Like, it's always love. And for people who be like, or like, you know, like, you're confident, you're having fun. They're like, I've had somebody tell me, like, you smile too much. Or, yes, or I've had somebody say, like, oh, I don't see how you can be that happy all the time.
I'm sorry. I don't know. What do I say to that? Like, you have to choose to be happy. Like, when you wake up in the morning, you might have woke up on the wrong side of the bed. We all have those days where it's like, I'm just not feeling it. So-and-so got me fucked up. I'm just not in the mood. Whatever. But then there are those other days where it's like, you have to wake up and say, I'm going to be somewhat in a good mood. Turn that music on in the morning.
Yeah.
Get up. Get in the shower. Get your life together. And go out at least with a smirk on your face.
I feel like set the tone for your day. That's a whole nother topic. But how are you setting the tone for your day? How are you showing up in front of people?
Yeah.
The best thing you can give somebody is a smile sometimes. Or, you know, just that perks someone up. So for the bitter people, yes, they do dislike cheerful and confident individuals. And they're mean. They have been mean to me. Yeah. I'm sure they have been mean to individuals. And I don't really understand it. So that's why I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, like I said earlier, if you're bitter, like, you got, like, two times to be bitter around me before I be like, I'm cool on that bitch.
It's so cool.
Bitter.
I forgot about the complaints.
The complaints. It's like, damn, everything wrong today? Ain't nothing going right. Damn. Maybe you should go back and try. Go back to sleep. Try again tomorrow.
No, they do say naps do boost your mood.
They do.
That's why I take lots of naps.
I take a lot of naps.
For that specific reason.
It's like, if I'm just not feeling it, let me take a nap. But what I'm finding more lately, though, friend, is when I do wake up from my naps, I'm feeling upset.
Oh, no.
Because I want to sleep a little longer.
Oh, no. It only takes 15 minutes.
When I know I need to get my ass up and go walk or go do like some exercise, like, I'm like, dang, I really wish I could sleep a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But I know I have things.
It only takes 15 minutes. You only need 15 minutes.
Oh, I'd be taking an hour.
Absolutely not.
That's why I wake up upset.
You only need
I was really
15 minutes. 15 minutes.
I was in REM.
That's why they say only 15 minutes. Because you only need a little, you know, peekaboo. Yeah. And then you're good to go.
A quick shut
eye. Yeah, you just need a little quick something, and then you can go. But I just really want the best for everyone, whether it's, you know, your best life or your takeaway from this episode is, oh, I need to change that, or I have did that before, because we all have. We've all been. I can't recall when I've been in a bitter space, because that's just not my temperament overall. Yeah. But I'm sure I've been there.
Yeah.
I just can't think about it.
Been bitter. Because I feel like bitter is such a...
I feel like we all... No.
Not recently. Not in the last year or two. I haven't been bitter.
No.
But I've definitely... My feelings have been hurt. You know, like, I've been upset. But I don't know if I've ever been bitter. Because to me, bitter is like... I'm so, like, bitter. Like, you think when you taste something bitter...
I feel like it's taught.
Bitterness is taught.
I do. I feel like it's
just like genetic, generational.
Yeah, I really feel like it is.
I can see that though. Like, if you come from bitter parents, it's kind of just that spirit is passed on to you.
I feel like it is, because I don't
always have an issue with stuff.
Right. I don't have anyone in my family that I can recall right now, immediate family. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wasn't raised like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, by no means necessary where we walking around like, oh, I'm just so happy. Praise the Lord. But I feel like I learned how to be gracious. I learned how to be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, I learned the little things, how to be appreciative. Like, I may not have it all, but I'm appreciative.
Yeah.
But I think that in learning life and love, like the power of life and love in my family, that's why I haven't been bitter. Mm-hmm. Versus for when I think about individuals where... That's what you grew up around. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, like, I can kind of see it.
Yeah, I could definitely see it being like a nurturing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, it was kind of nurtured into you to have those bitter feelings. Because if mama was bitter and daddy was bitter growing up, like, you're just going to probably be a little bitter growing up.
Or like, every woman in your family handles conflict like way. That mm-hmm. and they're bitter from it mm-hmm. versus, like, trying to find the silver lining.
Mm-hmm. It kind of makes sense. Have that same experience. Yeah.
Right.
For sure. And that's unfortunate.
It really is. And I'm glad I didn't grow up around that.
That's definitely something to unlearn. Yeah. And be like,
that's not right. But you know, that's why they have therapists. That's why they have church. You know, you can unlearn those things. You can get that spirit of out of you.
Yeah, you can get that spirit of out of you.
But, you know, I'm glad, thank you, that I didn't grow up with that because that just would wreck my nerves.
Yeah. No, me too, honestly. Like, I have some people I can think of in my family that could be bitter. I'm not going to speak on nobody specifically, but, like, and the people that I do know that can be bitter are isolated from. You know, like, people don't really...
Yeah, I was going to say that. So I didn't know.
When you are a bitter person, people usually pick up on that. And like I said earlier, like, for me, you only got a couple times to be bitter around me before I'm like, I'm cool on them.
I don't even know if I have a couple of times. I don't even know.
Yeah, because I'm going to give you grace. Like, maybe you was having a bad day. And then the next time, like, maybe they did fuck your wings up. Maybe they did. The third time, though, like...
I think I've just always been that person that calls it out. Like, is it as serious?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what is the problem? And right. I think I haven't recognized it, or I stopped being around them because I'm like, what's the issue? But I think that's the reason why I irritate a bitter person when it says, like, dislike, confident, and cheerful people, because I'm like, it ain't even that serious.
Like, it's not even that deep.
What we on?
Especially because my whole thing with life is, like, you can literally change the shit at any point.
Right.
If stuff is not going the way you want it to do, you can say, you know what? I don't like this. I'm finna change.
I'm about to go.
I'm finna go home.
Right.
I'm not finna stay here no longer. I don't want to fuck with these people no more. I'm not fucking with them. I don't want to be in this environment. I'm leaving. I don't like this job. I'm quitting. Like, you guys have to learn that life can be switched at any point. So all that bitter energy, baby, you could turn that around tomorrow.
You could be honest about it, because that makes me think about when we went to homecoming, and then we're wrapping it up. When we went to homecoming, and I couldn't find a park. And in Atlanta, I just really hate, that's my pet peeve. Like, I just hate not being able to find a park. Like, if I can't find a park, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
And literally, I'm going to leave. I'm leaving. So I called Deb, or she had called me, and I was like, Deb, I can't find a park. I've been driving around for about 15 minutes. I'm about to go. And she's like, no, don't go. Stay in the car. I said, I'm irritated. My cycle was about to come on.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm irritated. If I can't find a park, girl, I'm about to go, but I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
And I just let that be, and I let her know. And later on in life, like, we were able to say, Deb was like, I really appreciated seeing you annoyed. Like, I appreciate, I was like, girl, what?
Yes, because, like, I just feel like, I feel like in all situations, friends and relationships, you want to see people in different settings.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I finally got to see T annoyed. And I'm like, okay, I can vibe with it.
Yeah, I was still cool. I was
still cool. But I was like, girl. Knew, like, this was different from her typical temperament. That I was like, she might dead ass leave.
I was like, I'm not even blaming it on the cycle.
Yeah,
it's like, no part. And I'm driving.
Yeah.
Driving. And we in Atlanta. So
it's already
it's already sketchy.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm about to go. And it was the first time I was like, okay, I can appreciate that. You don't have to necessarily show you're happy and cheerful all the time. Mm-hmm. You can show those real deal emotions, but it's how you handle it. And when you start getting into the bitter side
of things, then
we're not viewing life the same.
Yeah. Pretty much, because the bitterness, you're viewing life in a negative light.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm viewing it from a positive perspective. So we're not seeing eye to eye.
We're not. We're trying to get the best out of this life, and you somewhere just sucking the energy out.
Literally just sucking the energy
out. Like, have y'all seen Sinners? At this point, I do not want to be around any vampires.
No, at this point, y'all should have seen Sinners. That was a month ago. So, yeah, I don't want nobody around me sucking the blood out of me.
Right.
Sucking the life out of me.
No, I do not want that. No. I do not want it. But we appreciate y'all, as usual, tuning in, supporting us, being there every step of the way as we continue to grow and grow. And then we're going to, you know, get into the follow us on IG.
Yeah.
What's the Point Podcast. I got it right. Okay.
Underscore podcast.
Almost got it right. But that's why my girl going to take it over.
Yeah. Make sure y'all follow us on our Instagram at What's the Point Underscore Pod. Tune in to YouTube, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. All y'all gotta do is just search What's the Point with DMT. Our little picture gonna come up. Click picture, follow the picture, subscribe to the picture, all the things. Make sure y'all comment because we want to know what's your thoughts on being bitter. Like, do you think there is a difference between being bitter and living life? Can you be bitter and still live life to its full potential?
That's good.
Or not. So yeah, we will see you guys on the next episode. Make sure y'all continue to tune in. Thank y'all, and we'll see y'all next time.
Bye. Perfection.
Yes, that was good. No.